Welcome everyone, this is Internet Governance Explained. We are Catherine and Fabrice, and today we want to talk about the use of AI. More specifically, we're going to talk about the use of AI in the creative sector and its effects on artists. Our guest expert is Melanie, a fashion designer and freelance illustrator.
Hello Mary, thank you for joining us for the podcast interview today. We are really glad that you had time to join us. And yeah, maybe as a start, can you introduce yourself with a few sentences for the people who don't know you?
First of all, thank you for having me. Thank you for asking me to talk about AI art today. My name is Melanie. I am an illustrator and fashion designer. Most people online know me as Maho Shoujo or Miri. I have a large following on Instagram and trying to build a following on Twitter and the new upcoming social media platforms as well. I studied graphic design, but accidentally became a fashion designer. So I have a classic graphic design education, and I'm drawing since I can hold a pencil. Professionally, I started drawing in 2019. And in 2023, I started my freelance career as an illustrator next to my fashion design job. And now I'm doing both at the same time. So a bit of fashion design, a bit of illustration.
Okay. Yeah, the next question was going to be, how did you start drawing? But you kind of answered it already, but you can give a short answer again if you want to.
The earliest thing I remember is me drawing with a brush, just drawing how I called it thunder, just color on paper. So I think I was like 2 or 3. So I really draw like since I can hold a pencil. And then I really started drawing a lot when Sailor Moon was a thing. So I would do a lot of fan art when I was in the elementary school. And I really just drew my whole life. And I had some breaks, but I never really didn't draw.
Well, that sounds really interesting. And diving right into the topic of AI, what's your general position and like opinion about it?
I think if people see my socials online, they might think I'm 100% against AI, but it's not really true, because I think there are a lot of beneficial ways to use AI, especially in medicine. And I think there is a huge potential in AI, but the way artificial intelligence in art is implemented at the moment is really unethical and unfair, because it's built on stolen works of many, many artists. As much I would like to love the output because it does look good, I just can't like it because it's really based on so many stolen artworks, and it makes me sad that artists who poured their soul into their art are getting exploited. And that's really sad, because in general I think AI would be a fun thing and you could experiment with it and it can spark creativity, but it's just unfair and unethical at the moment.
Okay, so you say that it's unethical at the moment. So have you personally noticed any trends or shifts in the art world due to the integration of AI?
Yeah, in general, I noticed a lot of people posting about losing their jobs and getting less and less commissions, which is endangering the artist's profession, of course. And I noticed that people are really hostile against artists in general. So people are like, they really mean to artists because they say we are gatekeeping the art and we keep people from making art, which is not true. We would love if everybody would do art. I think every artist would love to be the inspiration for someone to start drawing. But people somehow turn against us and tell us we are some kind of gatekeepers or meanies because we don't want people to use our stolen artworks. And I feel like art in general has less meaning. The worth of an artwork that you post online is lowered. Like, there's so many art and people don't even care if it's AI or not. So I feel like people lose not really respect, but the art becomes so indifferent, maybe. It's hard to explain, but I hope you get what I mean.
Absolutely. I think kind of the hostility towards artists and also like the endangerment of jobs is one or two of the reasons why we wanted to do the podcast about this topic, because it's quite interesting. And we also wanted to find someone who like kind of is impacted by the topic. Yeah. And like within the art community, I guess there's obviously talk about AI art and the use of AI. It's like, how are those conversations? Is it like split between people promoting it and thinking it's cool and the people who aren't? Or like how are those conversations?
I feel like the majority of artists are really against the use of AI because they are most likely also in this training databases. Every artist from small to large, almost everyone is somehow impacted and somehow their art is getting used in these training fights. So the majority of people I spoke to are against the use of AI, but I also speak to people and I include myself in it. If an artist sees RE art, we are obviously also inspired because we are inspired by everything around us. So it's a bit of inspiration. And when AI wasn't as developed as it is now, many people used AI as inspiration, I think, because it was so vague and you really could do something out of it. Like it was just colors and maybe some shapes, and this would really spark creativeness. So, and today I think people are still inspired, and we think that is bad for us is that we don't get compensation for it. So, in general, the people who are in favor of AI haven't been artists before, I would say. And another discussion that is going on is AI art a tool, like a tablet is a tool, or is AI art something else? And I think it could be a tool, and I would gladly use it as a tool if it wasn't for the ethical reasons. Like people use bases for their work all the time, like 3D mannequins or stuff to just be faster in working. I could see AI being something like that, but the state it's currently implemented makes it impossible to use it without being very unethical.
Yeah, so we noticed ourselves that some artists in favor of using AI use it as inspiration, like you just said. Have you ever considered using AI yourself for inspiration or to make preliminary sketch or something?
I wouldn't use it as base because I like drawing my art from scratch. I just really love the process from sketch to finish. But as I said before, I can't look at something and not be impacted. Whether it be the art of other people, a movie, anything inspires me. So it's really hard to be not inspired by AI art, obviously. So if I see something, it sparks something within me. But it's nothing. I never generated something myself, but you can't escape the flood of AI art anywhere. So if I go to Pinterest and look for references for poses, for example, the AI art is everywhere. So obviously I come across it and I think, oh, that looks so good. And I wish I could do that myself. And I even studied the AI art and tried to find out what I find so appealing about it. And one thing that keeps coming to my mind is the AI machines are basically trained with the data of the best artists in the whole world. So the output is obviously really, really good because it's the mashup of all great artists you can imagine. And so obviously it's super inspiring somehow, just like real art would be. But it's so sad that it's so unethical. I wish it was trained on files that people allowed them to use. And I think I'm a bit, well, I wish we could use it as inspiration without making it so hard for everyone who's in that training database. It's so hard for me to explain. I'm sorry.
Totally okay. Like, if you need a moment to just like think of what you want to say,
it's really hard because obviously it's inspiring, but on the other hand, it makes me really sad. Sometimes I look at the AI output and think it's so beautiful, I could cry because I could never reach this level. I know people will be saying, AI art has no soul, but some AI art is so beautifully made. It feels like, as for me, it's not like it doesn't have a soul. It still looks amazing. So sometimes I really understood a phrase, it's so beautiful, I could cry, when I saw AI art, because it's so beautiful, but at the same time, it makes me so sad. And I think it's really disheartening to be always compared to a machine and to be in direct competition with a machine. So yeah, it's sad. I recognize the beauty of it, but in the same time, I cry for all the people who already lost their jobs, and I cry for all the people who will never get into art because of AI art.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also like those people weren't asked, so they also don't really receive any money for it. And like, if they at least received any money for their art that went into those machines, that would have been at least a tiny bit better, I guess.
Yeah, it would be a little bit better, but there's no way to compensate all the millions of people who are into this databases. I know the website. I have been trained. I think it's down at the moment, but I used it before to check if my artwork is in the training database data sets. And I found various images of my art. So I'm kind of targeted myself. So and yeah, I wish it was like in the music industry, when you sample something, you would get money for it. But since artists don't have this lobby, it won't happen, I think, sadly. Maybe you could do something like, I don't know if you know the KSK, which is the Künstler Sozialkasse. They collect fees from everyone who orders, commissions art. And the money goes into the... how to say it, into the insurance of artists, more or less. Maybe that's something, so like a general pot that goes back to every artist, but how are you going to manage that? It's impossible. It's the effort to implement such a system seems nothing that AI bros would ever do, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really difficult. Like,
yeah.
Seems kind of unsolvable, this problem.
Yeah, you can really take it back now. The box is open, like the Pandora's box is open, and all the monsters are free, and now we have to learn to live with it. And I know there are several lawsuits going against Midjourney, for example, but I'm unsure what the outcome will be. I think in a capitalistic world, people will favor the new technology over the few artists that are screwed over. In general, I think artists aren't the strongest group of people. We are often, I mean, it's true, some artists are sensitive souls, often at least. And we don't have a strong lobby, and most of us just want to do art and do art for a living, and we don't want to fight any fights. So, yeah, and we don't have... the lawyers that the music industry got, because I don't know why we don't got it, but yeah, it's going to be a hard fight.
And you quickly mentioned already, like, that artists lose their jobs or that they don't get commissioned as much. Would you say those are like the biggest threats AI poses to artists, or are there even more threats? Or
losing jobs and losing commissions is one thing, which is a commercial thing, a financial thing. But the bigger threat I see is a decline in people who pursue an art career. Or in general, I fear that less people will be encouraged to do arts as a career. And I think more and more artists will have to take on side gigs, like being a barista or something, or yeah, all the stuff where AI can't do yet. So If people have to do second and third jobs, there will be less time for them to make art, so less art is going to be produced. I don't think art will vanish completely, never. We will always do some kind of art, but I think especially for beginner artists, it will be hard to even pick up the pencil and start drawing because they are often very discouraged from the high quality level the AI can already produce. And I really fear that, people are just not as driven to do art as before. And when I said to my parents I want to study graphic design, my parents were very supportive, but other people told me, oh yeah, I wanted to study graphic design too, but then I decided to do something real. And it was around 10 years ago, and people don't see graphic design and art as a real job anyway, and it's going to be harder and harder to justify studying art or justify being an artist, I think. So I really just, I worry a lot about young people who are just starting out.
Yeah, do you think with the big entry of AI in art, do you think that this will change the relationship between people who use AI in art or the people who do the more traditional way of art? Because like you just said, that you think that it's more difficult now for new artists to get into making art because with AI, the level is higher. Do you think that this will have a big impact in the future in between AI artworks and traditional artworks?
I think using AI will be, it will not be possible to not use AI in a professional context, because unfortunately, we live in a very capitalistic world, and when people see a way to pay less to get more output, they will take it. So I think the greatest change right now is also in the concept art space and the space where art is not used directly, but as concept, more or less. So I think if you still want to be in that general area, so working in gaming or working in movie production, you will have to use that systems. On the other hand, I think that handmade art, whether it be digital or really traditional, will still have its place. But I think it will be less likely to be a viable career choice. So it might be more of a hobby, and everything that is more in the commercial area will need to adapt. So it may be that. maybe the traditional art will be some kind of super luxury. Can't really foresee what's coming. Usually stuff works. I have a little bit of a fashion background, so if you look at fashion, it's a weird comparison, but if you look at fashion, it's always going in cycles or in like waves. Fashion really gets exaggerated and then it's getting very clean. You best see it in the Rococo era, where you have this really big dresses, and then the French Revolution happens and all the dresses are natural. And I think maybe something like this will happen with art as well. So the digital and AI might get over exaggerated, and then it might have this break as well, and a new wave of traditional art will emerge. I could imagine that something like this happens, but not in a short time frame. It will be something that we will see for maybe a few more years, not only years, more like decades. But I wonder how long this world even exists at the moment, because with all the wars and stuff that is happening, how long will we even be able to use AI? How long will we be able to be connected through the internet? Will there be a point in history where we have no resources for AI? I mean, it costs a lot of capacity in GPU and stuff. So yeah, maybe the day will come when society collapses and then we traditional artists can still do the art and AI art will be gone completely, but I don't know. It might happen. It's really hard to see the future at the moment because we live in so uncertain times. Remember a year ago when everybody went crazy for NFTs and it totally crashed? So it might happen. I'm really bad at looking into the glass bowl.
Yeah, that's really difficult at the moment. And I think, like, I read that ChatGPT is like kind of turning number at the moment because it reached its peak, and like maybe there's something similar happening to artworks and AI generated art. Like, I don't know.
I heard that if AI is getting trained on other AI art, it degenerates. But I have no proof of it. It's just something I heard. And I feel like this is something that could be overcome. But at one point, they trained AI with AI, and it just got worse. So my hope would be if we can, I don't know if you heard about Nightshade before, probably because you're working on this topic. Nightshade is a program that is developed by a university in America. I'm sorry, I'm not sure which one it is, but they are developing a program that is called Nightshade, like the plant that is poisonous. And it is something you can run your artwork through, and it poisons your artwork. And if the poisoned artwork is loaded into a database, the database will become poisoned if a certain amount of poisoned artworks are in it. So this is something that kind of sparks hope for me, because at least we can protect our artwork from future theft. But yeah, I'm not sure if that's a solution for forever, because usually if someone pops out a solution, then there will be people who crack the code. So it's going to be like an endless fight probably. But I'm really looking forward to Nightshade, because it could change a lot. At least I would feel a bit more protected if I post my artwork online.
Yeah, that might actually be an idea. And I mean, there are some laws that are kind of in development. I mean, at least the EU is like working on an AI law. But from what I found, it's still in a somewhat early stage. And like the creative sector is obviously not really mentioned. And like they say that those AI systems have to like be transparent about what they use and how they work. And they have to comply with EU copyright laws. But like, I don't really think that will be enough to protect artists from the artwork being stolen. Do you have any ideas like how artists could be more protected through laws?
Through laws, that's hard. I think in general, the EU is, and every government in the world is too slow with laws about AI. And my main concern with AI isn't art, but it's more identity theft, because I'm really concerned at the moment, because I'm also streaming and I'm also giving talks online, that somebody copies my voice and calls my parents. And, you know, I'm more concerned about deepfakes and things like propaganda, misinformation. All this stuff is for me a bigger threat than the creative things. I mean, obviously AI art hurts me and hurts my profession, but I think the first thing that should be done is have a mandatory labeling. That would be something that could be maybe easily implemented. But then again, it's hard to say when does the labeling needs to happen. Does it require, should it be full AI that is labeled? Should it be part AI? So what happens if you use your own artwork and put AI on top? Where's the breaking point? But in general, I think it would be very important to label AI as AI, especially in the context of deepfakes, because that is really concerning, really. I'm not sure if people realize how dangerous this is becoming. This a technique that is available for everyone at the moment. Like almost everybody can use it. And I feel like people, I don't know, I feel like the people who are using AI at the moment are more prone to be criminals. Okay, that's a really bold statement, but I feel like I see more cases of AI being used to for mischievous purposes than to do good. Like, I think a few days ago, one of the far right parties posted an AI image of a like blonde family. So maybe you saw it, I don't know. But I think this is something we really need to fight, because it's going to be really dangerous. And also with all the wars going on, I know that a lot of material is faked and misinformation is spreading, and it's really, really dangerous. So I wish, I think labeling, long story short, labeling, mandatory labeling would help a lot, but it will be hard to do, because people will find a way around it. Who is going to control it? How are you going to control it? It's going to be hard. I think maybe the internet will be unusable for information one day, because it will be flooded with misinformation soon. It's already hard to use Google because it's full of nonsense. And in one case, maybe that's interesting for you. If you Google certain artists, you also see a little info box about them and an artwork. And some artists' work has been replaced by AI copies of their work already. So if you Google them, you will get a little box with fake artworks of them. And that's that makes it really, really hard to get verified informations.
Yeah, so we just spoke about some possible solutions for the use of AI in general in the world. But are there any changes that you would like to see in the future regarding the regulation of AI specifically for the creative sector?
Oh, that's really hard to answer, because what I really would like is, of course, the removal of all copyrighted artwork from all data sets. So I wish, if it was, it's not possible, but I wish they would just destroy all the models and build them anew with only material that people opted in to voluntarily gave. And I think that if it's not possible to remove all the data, I think it should be under the Creative Common Law. Well, not the Creative Common Law, but I don't think it should be okay to make money of it. It should be free. Nobody should. If we don't get paid, nobody should. And I think nobody should make money with it. It's just so unfair. But the best thing that could possibly happen would be the renewal of these machines with ethical sources. But even that wouldn't stop people from losing their jobs. So that's still sad, of course. It's really, really hard, because I don't know how to see a brighter future.
Yeah, I guess it's like there isn't really any solution right now, or like there isn't at least any easy solution where you can say like we could at least do this and it would do something. So yeah,
I wish people would be nicer to artists, because if it weren't for us, there wouldn't be the AI. So it would be nice if people be like, yeah, thank you for giving your artwork for free. No, but but I think the hostility is really one thing that bothers me so much. The entitlement of people who use AI and think they are artists themselves and claim all this artwork for themselves. And I hate the people who make money from it or scam people into buying commissions from them. It's so saddening, and it just feel like there's so much criminal energy in AI. Like, everything humans make could be great if it wasn't for the greed of humans. It's so sad. I see a lot of potential in AI and a lot of good things we could do, but it's getting corrupted by people. I'm really excited to see how AI is going to develop. Some things make me really sad when I think about them, because I know that people are already replacing social interaction with AI communication. I saw people having their WhatsApp conversations with their loved ones like they have the machine learn and train on WhatsApp messages of their late loved ones, so you could still write with them after the death. And I feel like that's so sad. It makes me, I don't know, it really makes me sad that we give all that makes us human to a machine. In best case, the machine should do our taxes and do the jobs that are dangerous and that are dull and that aren't fun for anyone, like really jobs that are like destroying you as a human, like really hard work, dull work, work that is so boring you would rather die. But instead of doing that, we are so freely in giving up our creativeness, and we give up the things that make us so human, and it's so sad. I don't know. I feel like I don't understand why we are so eager to give up the things that make us special, that makes us human. So I would rather have the machine make my taxes, really, do my taxes. Or I don't know. I mean, other people have fun doing taxes, but it's really sad, the state it is at the moment.
Yeah, I can totally understand it. It's like, I know, like art is kind of who we are as humanity, and it's like ingrained in our souls and in our cultures. And why is it the first thing we take away or we give away to machines?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't understand. Why do we give away the things that are actually enjoyable? So it's so sad that people are, I mean, something that you hear a lot as an artist is get a real job. That's something people will throw at you online all the time, get a real job. And I feel like people must be so miserable with their lives, because to tell others to get a miserable life as well, like, it's so sad. Instead of replacing the jobs that are so horrible that nobody wants to do them, we replace the jobs that are actually fun. That's so sad.
Is there anything else you would like to add to what has been said or that hasn't been mentioned so far?
Yeah, maybe something positive to anyone who wants to start art. Please do it. Please do art. Please be creative. Please use your hands. Use everything you have. And please don't give up and create what you love.
That really is something positive to end on. It's like after all this negativity and all.
I'm sorry.
A shimmer of hope.
Yeah, I really hope that young people will keep exploring their own voice and not repeat. I hope people will still find the courage to express themselves through their own true authentic selves and authentic art, hopefully.
Well, I think that's like a perfect statement for the end. I'm really, really grateful and say thank you that you have joined us today. It was really interesting. We learned quite a bit about AI and the creative sector. So thank you for being there today.
Thank you for having me. And I hope I always reflect on AI art a lot in these interviews, because I had interviews about this topic before. And it always gives me new ideas and new sparks. So that was very insightful for me as well. And thank you.
This was Internet Governance Explained. Thank you for listening. You can find us on all major podcast platforms.